Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, a beautiful and noble hadith, about Imam Ali. And this hadith, ironically, has been transmitted from Imam Ali himself. So this is Imam Ali in his own words. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan, a very blessed month, a great opportunity for repentance and worship of Allah. It's the month in which the Quran was revealed. It's also the month in which we are obliged to fast. And specifically, these last nights and days of the month of Ramadan, the last 10 days and nights of the month of Ramadan are very important. As you know, the night of ordainment falls in these nights. And specifically, tonight is the night, as you know, in which the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was struck by the sword of Ibn Muljim in the mosque of Kufa. And was injured by him, and as you know, this eventually led to his martyrdom and his death a few nights later. We can say a lot about Imam Ali, his person, but the fact that Imam Ali was, he was murdered, and he was struck in this way, in the state of prostration in the mosque. This is clearly an indication of his mazlumiyat, how oppressed he was. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali mentions this. Imam Ali says, "Ma zilto mud qubida Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mazluman. I have been oppressed ever since the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has passed away." As you know, historically, a lot of you might be aware of historically what happened, the events that occurred after the demise of the Prophet. We don't want to go into details about these, but one of the things that the enemies of the family of the Prophet and specifically Imam Ali did was that they spread false lies about Imam Ali, there was this propaganda, false propaganda about him, and it had reached such a state that when Imam Ali was struck in the mosque, a lot of people, they became surprised. They were surprised, and a lot of them began to say, "How could it be?" They didn't believe this could ever have happened, because they said, "Imam Ali, what we knew is that Imam Ali, he never prayed. How could he? We didn't know that he prayed." Right? This shows the level, the extent of the propaganda against the Imam. Imam Ali alayhi salam also has been reported as having said, "No person has faced what I have faced, the oppression that I have faced." And he said, "I used to think that the ruler oppresses the people, but now the people oppress the ruler." And he also said, when somebody said to him, "Verily, you are greedy for the caliphate," the Imam replied, "Rather, you are, by Allah, greedier and more remote, while I am more suited as well as more qualified for it. I have only demanded it as a right that is mine, while you are intervening between me and it, and you are keeping me away from it." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at how Imam Ali was oppressed in his own words. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.